Today marks the first official day of the Consumer Electronics Show, when tens of thousands of people flock to Las Vegas for an annual showcase of the latest technology. Some of it will reach consumers months or years from now. Other products never will. Gadgets at CES tend to get all the buzz, but this week, questions about privacy are sure to drive a lot of the conversation after a year marked by major data breaches. Natalie Gagliordi is a staff writer for ZDNet from CBS Interactive. Natalie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This conference has been going on, it feels like forever, for those of us who've covered technology. Who's showing up? Why is CES still a thing?
So the old days of CES were all about the big game-changing product launches, like the VCR, the CD, the DVR, and the Xbox. Those all came out at CES over the years. But as of late, it's become less about those big launches and more about smaller vendors taking advantage of a global spotlight. So that said, I think everybody's there from Google to Amazon, of course, not officially for Amazon, but the big players down the chain to the small players are all sort of highlighting their wares and trying to shine a spotlight on what they're doing.
So there's usually a theme that emerges in CES. Are you noticing anything particular when it comes to the types of technologies that these companies are offering this year?
So one of the big spaces that we're seeing is healthcare. A lot of healthcare-related devices with vendors displaying AI-enabled wearables with sensors to track health issues. Everything from a smart toothbrush to a stick-on wearable from L'Oreal that detects pH levels to recommend skincare products. There's also a product called the ChronoLife. It's a vest with sensors that aims to predict the onset of heart attacks, and an anti-snoring sleep mask. So a lot of the bigger technology vendors are integrating their AI and their platforms into these smaller products into the healthcare space.
We're hearing a lot about 5G. What's 5G, and are we expected to see it?
So 5G is the next generation of cellular connectivity. And right now, 5G is still a marketing event in 2019. And it's not necessarily ready for mass market. All of the big telecommunications companies are still building out their networks. So a lot of devices are talking about 5G connectivity, but it's not exactly here yet.
There's also, a lot of folks have been buying smart appliances. So we're seeing Amazon Alexa, Google Home, other types of everything seems to be connected, your refrigerators, your televisions. Are there any new trends with smart home appliances?
Right. And so that's really another continuing theme from the last 2 years of CES. Smart appliances and cooking gadgets, all that ties into Google's Assistant and Amazon's Alexa. Now, these digital assistants have been built into almost every piece of technology imaginable, from refrigerators to washing machines to toasters and microwaves. And so both Google and Amazon have been keen to brag about the adoption of their voice control systems with Amazon saying that they're more in 100 million devices, while Google is saying that its assistant is in about 1 billion devices.
As you and I both know, there's another part of this technology that consumers need to be aware of, and that's privacy. We talked a little bit just now about the different, devices that people can use to make their home smarter, their healthcare smarter. Where does privacy fall into that?
Now, a lot of that is going to vary from, different device makers. I think that the bigger theme really, CES isn't a security conference per se, but the show is littered with devices that rely on connectivity, always on microphones and face recognizing cameras to work their magic. The industry is great at making these devices, must-have products, but it's still not clear if they're doing anything to protect the trove of data that they're amassing. So the question still very much looms over CES this year, what these companies are doing, and it's not clear if anyone, large or small, actually has a plan of action to make things better on the security front.
One of the things we're hearing is that while people are showing up at CES, which is happening in Vegas, of course, there was this big billboard from Apple. We mentioned it's a company that's not even really taking part in the event, but the billboard says, "What happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone." Can you tell us about that billboard, Natalie?
Right. Yeah. So Apple does not show up at CES. This billboard sends users to Apple's privacy page on its official website, and they're greeted with a text that reads, "Apple products are designed to protect your privacy." So the message here is clear that there will be a lot of new devices showcased at CES, but the companies behind some of them, if not most, will not match up to Apple's extreme focus on privacy. And, you know, Apple wants people to question how comfortable they are using devices and services that may be selling their personal information.
This is the Consumer Electronics Show, and I'm wondering, are consumers more concerned about privacy today than they have been in the past?
Yes and no. I think people are more aware of privacy concerns, you know, stemming from Facebook's Cambridge Analytica fiasco to the Marriott data breach that affected nearly 500 million people. More people are aware of them. That said, you know, these devices and services are coming out that people want to use. So there's going to be a trade-off that they're going to have to sacrifice some of their privacy and their personal data if they want to have access to these services. So we're still not reaching that point where consumers are backing away from a lot of these technologies. People want to trust these companies, I think, you know, and then until the next big breach happens, I think people start to get more up in arms.
So back a couple of years ago, the big conversation around privacy was less about hacking and more about advertisers and what companies, private companies, were doing with our data and whether they were sort of amassing profiles of user profiles on who consumers were. That seems to be the shift now in consumer privacy. There's a concern more about data breaches and hackers versus advertisers.
I think there's concern around both. Obviously, these data breaches are becoming more frequent and more severe. You know, it ties into the data that we share with companies and what information they have on file for us, be it, you know, personal addresses, passport numbers, card numbers, things of that nature. Then on the advertising side, you know, for using social media and other networks like that, we are offering up, you know, a digital profile of ourselves. And that is a concern for, you know, targeting on Facebook and if it's being misused. And, you know, there's still not going to be a mass exodus for any of these services just yet. I think people are just waiting and trusting as of now.
What about the federal government? I know the FTC is usually the one who, the body, if you will, that is really the one taking up issues around privacy and consumer protection. Is there any sense that they're going to be getting involved in this again?
I think 2019 will definitely be the year where, if change on that front is going to happen, we'll see a lot of movement. Last year, a lot of the big CEOs from Google and Facebook, you know, were all set to testify in front of different committees about their privacy, either breaches or what they're doing to protect user data. I think the trend this year will be, if there's going to be regulation, it's going to be hashed out between the private sector and the federal government.
Natalie Gagliardi is a staff writer for ZDNet from CBS Interactive. Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.